people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
The WWE star Becky Lynch beams with US President Joe Biden and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar on Paddy's Day visit to White House. The Limerick native, she's from Limerick, JP. You should have known that.
Oh, I said that.
She's there posing with her book.
Is it her book?
The man, Becky Lynch, the man. And she was on Instagram saying she was delighted. She's nice. I've interviewed her and she's a nice lady. Becky Lynch.
Right.
Is that a real name or a wrestling name? I think it's a proper
name.
That is
a real name, yeah.
Because some of them have fake names, don't they? They're like made up names.
You mean Ric Flair wasn't Ric Flair?
Mr. Flair. In keeping with the Irish theme, the 37-year-old helped herself to a pint of Guinness while extolling the virtues of her new book, The Man Not Your Average Girl, and lots of pics of her. And then one of her with Joe Biden himself, the president, the leader of the free world. Photographed. Is it just me or is it a bit random that Becky Lynch was there for, she was in the White House on Paddy's Day? Like when you consider all the people, like the Taoiseach obviously is there and various ambassadors. And then it's like, apropos of nothing, Becky Lynch is here as well.
Well, she's an Irish superstar and she's relevant to an American audience because she's such a wrestling superstar.
Well, don't we have lots of Irish superstars, like Daniel Day-Lewis, you think? Or
is Daniel Day-Lewis calling into the White House on Patrick's Day?
This is Joe Biden.
Yeah,
he's the president of America. He can invite anyone. And when they're invited, they come.
Is Liam Neeson going to go to the
wedding?
Yeah. You think he is?
Yeah, he'd go.
Right.
But you think Liam Neeson's too big for Joe Biden?
Killian Murphy is not showing up at the White House.
I'm telling you, my pal Murph, he'd totally go if he was invited. But instead they invited Becky Lynch. By the way, Becky Lynch, lovely lady. Totally entitled to be there as well. I just think it's a bit random. Random suggestions for other Irish people that could have showed up in the White House.
Ooh.
For the Irish in Washington ceremony. The White House, 0874-100-102. The best ones win a pen. You can record it on WhatsApp or send it in on SMS, 0874-100-102. Random Irish people showing up at the White House over Paddy's Day to include Becky Lynch. And you can't say Seamus.
He's out, is he?
Or Ken Shamrock.
Right.
All of the WWE legends ruled out.
It's the kind of gig I could see Ireland's leading mentalist Keith Barry.
That's a great shout.
Show up at.
That is a great shout. And he'd always have the deck of cards in the back pocket. Do a trick or two. Here, Keith, do a trick or two there.
Although the Secret Service probably wouldn't allow him to hypnotise Joe Biden.
No, he'd have to be kept away for security purposes. Any more?
What about Barry Kenny from Éireann Ro Éireann?
That's a great shout. Barry's great, correct.
If Becky Lynch can be there, Barry can
Kenny
go also.
From
also.
Irish Rail spokesperson Barry Kenny.
Speaks well. Represents a huge sort of semi-state body. Lot to be said for it.
On the subject of Barry's, what about our own very own Barry Dunn?
I just realised I'm stuck on the Barry's. Sorry. Barry Dunn, of course, yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean you're stuck on the Barry's?
Barry Kenny.
Keith Barry,
Keith
all the Barry's. and Barry Dunn. The three Barry's performing this St. Patrick's Day in the round room or the Lincoln suite or whatever. Sorry.
Would you have a Carl Henry?
I'd take a Carl Henry. I'd take two. Why could we have all of the judges from the weight
Would you
loss?
Take a Henry McKean?
For the
now that we're on the Henrys.
I'd have Lord Henry Mount Charles. Now we've got three Barrys and three Henrys. We have to go in threes, guys. Go on.
I've got a choice. This is an either or. You can't have both.
Go on.
Would you have Pat McDonagh from Supermax? Or
Pat McDonald, the paints.
From Pat McDonald Paints. That's what I was going to say.
Pat McDonald Paints. And he's sung in by a choir of Irish tenors as he sung in Pat McDonald Paints. Pat McDonald. Jesus, these are all great suggestions. Mine are rubbish by comparison.
Leo from Fair City.
Solid.
Yeah.
I just had Francis Brennan. But sure, he's too obvious, Francis Brennan.
Do you think?
Yeah. Anyone on this year's Dancing with the Stars, like Eileen Dunne. Too obvious. It's just too obvious.
Crystal Swing could do a number.
Lottie Ryan.
Yeah. Or any of the Ryans.
Indeed, any of the Ryans. I'm very in very obvious territory. I've got Bobby Kerr.
Yeah.
Bobby go.
He
great
would.
Crack.
Yeah.
Bernard O'Shea.
For the laughs.
He'd go anyway. Mary McAvoy.
Yes.
If she doesn't go, leave her brothers and give her money back. Biddy like.
Yeah.
We need more. 0874 100102. Is this what the show's turned it into? I want to do the Bluey roll call as well. Send us in your name. Shout it in on WhatsApp. 0874 100102. I'll put you on our Bluey roll call this afternoon. Bit of Bluey for the dads. I have Brian Dowling and Arthur Guralian and the baby.
Everybody loves them.
They love them. Joe Biden would love to get a check-in with Brian Dowling, Arthur Guralian and the baby. But again, I'm just being too obvious. What about Kyle Minogue?
Yes.
Now that's random.
Now you're talking.
That's random.
He's on the up though.
Kyle showing up. Apropos of nothing, Instagram photos.
Guelga songs.
I'm telling you, lads, we're on to something now. 0874 100102. We'll do the Blue Roll Call after a minute. Badak Pila Fela Porik. Well, it's over now for another year. Done and dusted, of course. But Joe Biden was having a big shindig, a big soiree, a big get-together. Hoodie, if you like. A Kayleigh. And potentially his last Kayleigh in office. Unless he wins re-election in November. So the big Irish party was on, and Becky Rand, here's a random one. WWE wrestler Becky Lynch was there. Apparently she showed up, she brought her new book, and she broke a chair across Joe Biden's back.
What? Okay.
And he took it like a champ.
And was there a steel bin lid that you went at him with as well?
Took it like a champ. Finn Balor arrived. He came out from behind the curtain.
He had a folding chair.
And ran towards the ring. It was dramatic scenes. Absolutely sensational. So on the subject of random Irish people to show up, because like you said, Becky Lynch, she's fantastic. She's a great ambassador for Ireland. Just kind of a random one.
In terms of North-South representation, yeah. I was thinking we could have Julian, the continuity announcer from UTV.
It would be great if we had Julian introducing everyone.
Yeah.
And Nora, fine girl from Limerick, who's doing a wee bit of wrestling over here in the USA. It's wee Becky Lynch, you know. That's not a bad one. I still think Kyle Minogue is the best random person to show up.
You're not wrong.
That would be amazing. Duncan Stewart?
Yes.
Thank you.
Which is he, the gardener fellow? Which one is he?
He's insulation and environmental doing up your house. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
I guess he'd be able to sort out the BER rating for the White House, wouldn't he?
I've tried to think of someone.
What about, because...
Joe, you've done a great job at the... I can't the insulation. Joe has done a great job at the insulation of the house with the triple glazed windows. It's sure to retain heat in winter and let out the warmth in winter. Sorry. I obviously can't do an impression of it, but you know what I'm trying to do. 0874-100-100.
Declan Hughes, telly bingo.
Bam!
Yeah, now it's a party.
Now we're talking. Invite. Print them up, Joe. Let's make this thing happen this time next year. Tom's over there. Thomas. Tom, talk to me, Tom.
How about Donna and Joe McCall to show up with Becky Lynch to complete the ginger leprechaun stereotype?
All right.
Love the show.
Hey, so you talk about the three gingers arriving. And the red haired, you know, the Colleen Rua type of situation. Do you know that's not a bad show? Not a bad show. Frank is there as well, Frankie.
Look it. Well, the one person you want to send to the White House over Paddy's weekend is Dustin, the turkey.
That would be amazing. And you know the way Dustin always does that thing of surprising the entire audience by just popping up from behind a wall or behind out of a box or something. That would be amazing. Like, you need to be careful with Joe. He's getting on in his advance.
No surprises.
No surprises around Joe. Secret Service withdrawing their weapons. That's a dead turkey.
The turkey.
Yeah.
Just send him. Best diplomat we ever had.
I love that noise of whoever it was. Listen to that voice note again, and someone made a grunting noise. Someone has to work with Frank. And that person made that grunt. Have a listen.
Look it. The one person you want to send to the White House over Paddy's weekend is Dustin, the turkey. Just send him.
That person who did the... is a saint. They have to... They have Frank all day, every day. No. Frank. Come on, man. Great suggestion, and we'll certainly put it on the list for inclusion next year. 0874-100-102. We're getting loads of these. Other random people, suggestions of random people that he could and should invite for next year. Just like, oh, wow, what are you doing here? David is over. David?
Don't know if these are from Ireland, but Zig and Zag.
That's not a... Oh, hang on, they're not from Ireland. They're from Zag.
But are they naturalised citizens now?
Have they been granted Irish citizenship?
For residency, they've definitely been here longer than 5 years.
Do they play rugby for Ireland?
Definitely. Definitely Zig and Zag.
All right. We'll put it down. We'll have to check, though. Danny's around here. So
that fella that was in RT News that slipped and fell and banged his head on the ice.
The man who fell on the ice. Didn't McGahern do a gag on that?
Remember he went famous?
Yeah, gone viral.
He would make a good candidate. He could highlight climate change.
That would be amazing. Wait a minute, aren't you the guy who slipped and fell on the ice? Actually, while we're at it, what about you wouldn't be long getting frostbit guy?
Frostbit guy,
the frostbit guy and the guy who slipped on the ice. Now this is a party, guys. Anto?
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hi.
I think my top three Irish lads to go over to the White House would be...
Shoot.
Ian Dempsey, Dave Moore and Matt Cooper.
Never message. If we're talking about a free junket over to Washington DC for Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
And you're not putting me on the list, Anto.
I think them three would be great. Can't really think of anybody else.
Really, yeah.
But them three lads would be savage.
Yeah, brilliant.
To represent Ireland.
Yeah. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF. It's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.